This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. This world is filled with value systems that are contrary to God's holy word. Therefore, it can be a real challenge to guard our souls against the toxins of those teachings of our culture. In today's message, we're going to talk about how to walk more closely with God and serve Him better in our message entitled, Cleansing Our Lives of Cultural Toxins.
God cares about your soul. Jesus said, "What does it profit a person to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul?" In this final message of our Soul Detox series, stay with us and learn how to once again care for your soul. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. God of mercies, we praise you for your life-saving gospel, your all-sufficient grace, and your steadfast love. You have been so good to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight this day, Lord, for you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. A hunter raised his rifle and took aim at a large bear. When he was about to pull the trigger, the bear spoke in a soft, soothing voice. "Isn't it better to talk than shoot? What do you want? Let's negotiate this matter." Lowering his rifle, the hunter said, "I want a fur coat." "Good," said the bear, "that's a negotiable question. I only want a full stomach, so let us negotiate a compromise." The two of them sat down to negotiate, and after a time the bear walked away, alone, into the dense woods. The negotiations had been successful. The bear had a full stomach, and the devoured hunter had his fur coat. The Apostle Paul appeals to us this day, don't end up like that, eaten up by the world around you. That's what he's after when he writes those words, "I appeal to you." I appeal to you, he says, therefore. Whenever we see a therefore, we need to look at what preceded that therefore. For 11 chapters, the Apostle Paul has been writing down God's mercies towards his people. He's talked of how we were all sinners. All of us had fallen short of the glory of God. But God, in his mercy, rescued us by sending his Son Jesus to die as a sacrifice for our sins upon the cross. That God had raised him up. And that all who trust in his Son Jesus have the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. In chapter 6, he talks about we have a new life, no longer under the power of sin and the law. And then in chapter 7 on, he talks to us about the power of the Holy Spirit given to us to help us walk more closely with God and serve him better in this world. He talks about his hopes for his own people, the mercies that God has shown them, and how he wants them to receive Christ as well. And it's only after all these mercies that he has outlined in the first 11 chapters, Paul then says, therefore, I appeal to you. In Christ, we are therefore people. We live in response to his grace and mercy. Because God has done these things, therefore, that's going to affect how I walk the rest of my life out. It's moving from belief to behavior. Here's how God's people who have been saved by grace live. Paul says in the first verse, present your body as a living sacrifice. Give your very self to Him, your body for service to Him. That's your daily reasonable worship. He wants your body. He wants you as an instrument, that you would give yourself to His cause. But in the second verse, Paul moves into something that speaks to us in our Soul Detox series. He says, don't be conformed to this world. He's talking about the age, the world philosophy, the culture. And when he uses the word conformed, that means molded or stamped. Don't be molded to this world. J.B. Phillips writes it in his paraphrase of the New Testament this way. Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. The verb here is passive, and it implies that if you don't actively and intentionally resist this, you will be conformed. Paul seems to be saying, don't just unintentionally, non-thinkingly go with the flow of the world around you. As he's talking about this world, he's talking about a value system, isn't he? There are things that are acceptable in the world around us, but actually may hurt your soul. Things like public opinion defines truth. Or there are no absolutes. What's good for you is good for you. Or live for the moment and don't concern yourself with the consequences. Just grab all the fun and the gusto you can. Or you know that statement, the one with the most toys wins. Or how we're continually told in our commercials how we deserve to have whatever that person is trying to sell to us. And these messages are delivered to us via the media, in books, articles, movies, television, websites, music. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should only listen to Christian music or only watch Christian shows and so on. That's not what I'm saying at all. There are some things that are beautiful and good for you in this world. And there are others that are neutral, kind of silly entertainment. But there are some that are poisonous for your soul. And Paul is saying, be careful. Don't allow yourself to be shaped by these influences, the world. Instead, he goes on to say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed is an interesting word. What we get the biological word metamorphosis. When a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, that's metamorphosis. Something beautiful has happened there. A change has happened. God has a vision like that for you and for me, a metamorphosis. A transformation of character, of conduct that's different from the standards of the world. It's a transformation into the image of Jesus Christ Himself. That's God's vision for your life. These two value systems, the world's and God's will, are totally incompatible. Whether we're thinking about the purpose of life or how to measure greatness or the meaning of life ambition, honesty, sex, money, community, relationships. These two sets of standards, you see, diverge completely. God is more interested in transforming us for work in the kingdom of God. He does that by the renewing of your mind, Paul says. To renew means to restore something, to bring back to life something that needed to be brought back to life, can make it usable again. This renewing that he talks of is written in the present tense. It's an ongoing process throughout one's life. It's also in the passive tense. God does the transforming. You can't change yourself. Only God can do that. And it's also in the imperative, meaning that you and I have a responsibility to feed our minds the right stuff. And what's the right stuff? Well, Jesus told us that we should ask for the Holy Spirit, and God will gladly give him to us. And that Holy Spirit can chip and sculpt at us and make us into something beautiful with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. That's his end in his mind for you. And his tool that he uses is your Bible, the objective revelation of God's will for your life. As you get into that Bible and immerse yourself in the stories of Jesus, as you look at the faithfulness of God, the Holy Spirit works and renews your mind. And what are the results? Then you will be able to discern what is the will of God, Paul says, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. You'll know what's good for you in God's eyes. You'll know what God has in mind for you. Paul's concern here is he's making an appeal to intentionally choose what's best for your spiritual growth. There's a bit of caution in these words about the stunting influence that comes when you follow the cultural norms. They can really get in the way of our ability to know and to follow God and to grow in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Our souls are impacted. That's what he's concerned about. You know, in the paraphrase version of the New Testament by Eugene Peterson, I like the way he's written this particular verse. Listen to this. He says, "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you." Isn't that great? You see, God's vision for you is that you would be different from the world around you. Jesus said, "You're the salt of the earth. You're the preservative. You're the one I'm counting on to keep it from deteriorating. You're the light of the world." The world needs to see the light of the gospel, of God's grace through you. And so it's important that we ask ourselves, I believe, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, do I look any different than the world around me? Or do I just blend into my surroundings like a chameleon blends into his surroundings? It's important to stop and ask ourselves, how much is the culture's value system impacting me? Is the stuff that I'm involving myself with bringing out the best in me, or bringing me down to a lower level of maturity? I believe it's time to take an inventory of what you're taking in from the world around you. What kind of books are you reading these days? What kind of movies are you watching? Articles and magazines? What websites are you visiting and spending time in? What kind of video games are you playing these days? What about your apps and your music? Maybe it's time to sit back and look at these things and ask the question, is this really good for my soul? Is it hurting me? Is it building a callus on inside of me and stunting my spiritual growth? We need to develop some guidelines as to how we know what is beneficial and okay for me and what's not. I would suggest these guidelines. Number one, ask yourself this question: am I being entertained by sin? Is what I'm laughing at and enjoying causing my God to weep? Two, does this draw me closer to God or draw me away from God? Is it harming me in my growth? Three, does this please God, my holy God, who is set apart, who is described by Scripture as one who cannot stand to look upon human sin but turns away. And finally, the question I ask frequently of myself, would I invite Jesus to sit here and watch this or listen to this with me? Would I be comfortable doing that? And finally, never stop using God's Word. Check whatever you're doing with. What does God's Word say about these kinds of things? The best mind renewer and strengthener that we have on hand is God's Word, His truth for our lives. Use God's Word as the compass for yourself as you're making your way through life and encountering all sorts of things in your culture. You know, as I was studying this text and looking at various studies on it and commentaries and so on, I was reminded of a song that was taught to me when I was a child in our Sunday school. And if you know this, I would encourage you to invite you to sing with me. It goes like this. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful out there. God loves your soul. He loves it so much He gave His Son Jesus to die on it. You've been purchased with a price. Be careful with that soul of yours. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you for all the mercies, Father. We want to spend the rest of our days living as your people, set apart for serving you as salt and light in this world. So by your Spirit, transform us into beautiful, different instruments of grace that will honor and glorify you. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May He go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message and our Soul Detox series has encouraged you to walk more closely with God and serve Him better as you care for your soul, which is so precious to our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders currently broadcasts on 27 radio stations across the United States, on the World Wide Web, and on shortwave radio across North America and Europe. Please consider, if you're in a position to do so, sending a gift to help cover production and broadcast costs of these stations. In this way, you become a partner in providing a Sunday worship service to those who need to hear the gospel message. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift to help defer production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are pleased you chose to worship with us today, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer. Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of broadcasting biblical truth.